Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty, joins us. And Dr. Marty, I read this article that you sent, and the headline, let me share this, because it's kind of funny, actually, because who can understand this except you? Fibroblast expressed LRRC15 as a receptor for SARS-CoV spike and controls antiviral and antifibrotic transcriptional programs. Can you translate that to English? I know you're very excited about this, and you say this is important. What is this exactly?
This is so cool, Bob. It is so amazing. And the technology used to find it and figure out what it was doing and what it does is also incredibly exciting, because they used, a couple of years ago, Emmanuel Champompier and Jennifer Doudna got the Nobel Prize for their work with CRISPR-Cas, the CRISPR-Cas system. And what these researchers have done is they've taken this to another level and been able to turn on and turn off, right? And they specifically turned on genes, because our cells don't normally express all the genes that they have. That's why your liver cell looks different than your heart cell. It's expressing different genes that are on the chromosome, right? So what they did was they turned on a whole bunch of genes to see which ones could bind to the spike of COVID-19, the SARS-CoV-2 virus of COVID-19, right? And they found this thing called the leucine-rich repeat containing 15, what it is a pattern recognition receptor. We have lots of these pattern recognition receptors, which our bodies use all the time to alert themselves that something nasty is going on and how to respond to it, right? And this one is one we had not played with before at all, because it's not normally turned on unless there's a need to turn it on, right? Once we realized that it was there and they did these studies, they found out that what it does, it's sort of like Velcro. If you have it and it's turned on and it's turned on at the right time, it basically blocks the ability of the SARS-CoV-2 virus to reach the ACE2 receptor. So because you have the LRRC15 turned on, you're basically interfering, in a football game, it's an interference completely, so it can't do the catch, right? So it can't latch on to ACE2. And people who turn that gene on early on in their infection are much less likely, in fact, it's very improbable that they'll go on to have severe COVID, and it helps us distinguish that. Once we understood that aspect of this newly recognized molecule that our bodies can produce, we now know how we can adjust and reduce the risk for everybody who encounters this nasty virus. It's a way at arriving at new drugs, and it's a way of predicting who's going to need it ahead of time. So it's extremely exciting.
So in the future, better treatments for COVID infections or possibly other infections?
Yes, many, many other infections. In fact, we already know also that this leucine-rich repeat-containing protein is able to also block adenovirus, right? And so we're going to keep on going and figure out what else it's useful for. And then again, ways in which we can assure that it's turned on properly at the right time for people. Now, one of the things that we also know is that certain cells called fibroblasts, which are involved with the formation of all that extra fiber that we can make, all those extra collagen that can be a problem in people, this particular pattern recognition receptor, the LRRC15, is on those cells, and we need those cells to not make too much of those fibers, right? So this is all very, very exciting in preventing severe lung disease from these infections. And by the way, this receptor is also in lots of other important places, like your tongue, your tonsils, the placenta uses it to protect the fetus. It's just a remarkable, and it's also so exciting, Bob, how they figured it out. That's just so exciting.
Dr. Marty, all I can say about our talk this morning is it has been a real fibroblast. And I can't wait to impress my friends by dropping terms like LRRC15. And we will talk more next Wednesday. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you, Bob. Take care.